Israel displays weapons recovered from Hamas terrorist infrastructure in Gaza. By John Hayward on November 5, 2023. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, and Israel Security Agency, ISA, on Saturday released a joint statement about the discovery and neutralization of Hamas weapons and terrorist infrastructure located atop a building and inside an adjacent tunnel shaft. The IDF published photos of the weapons seized from the building and video of the assault. The ISA, better known as Shin Bet, said it obtained information about the terrorist base and weapons cached by interrogating captured Hamas operatives. Israeli ground operations provided further intelligence about the base. When ground forces approached, the terrorists began shooting from the area. IDF troops engaged with the terrorists and killed them, the joint statement said. The Israeli force included tanks and armored earth movers. Once the area was secure, the IDF discovered a terror tunnel shaft, along with intelligence materials and a hefty cache of weapons. The weapons included mortars and rocket-propelled grenades. The IDF said there were numerous attempted attacks on IDF troops from tunnel shafts and military compounds in the northern Gaza Strip on Saturday. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said on Saturday that Israeli forces are taking apart Hamas battalion after battalion. During the day today there were difficult battles in Gaza. We completed the encirclement of Gaza City days ago and have entered built-up areas, fighting against terrorists, he said. One of their primary targets is the Gaza Operations Chief for Hamas, Yahya Sinwar. Gallant invited Gaza residents to give up Sinwar's location, or perhaps eliminate him themselves. Horrible. IDF recording of Hamas terrorist killing Israelis as he calls his commander. The Hamas leadership is responsible. We will get to that leadership. We will get to Yahya Sinwar and eliminate him. If the residents of Gaza get there ahead of us, that will shorten the war, Gallant said. We have many days of combat that won't end in a day or a week. The forces know how to perform their mission. The process continues step after step with much power and professionalism. At the end of the war, there will be no more Hamas in Gaza, he said.